In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall. Shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. The Lord is my shepherd. Nothing I shall want. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. My shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
A reading from Psalm 100, verses 1 to 2. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My dear friends, what a great passage from the Bible to celebrate the great feast day today. It unlocks so many of the secrets of our wonderful faith to us. Of course, our feast day today is St. Joseph, spouse of Mary, foster father of Jesus. Note that I did not say stepfather. St. Joseph is a foster father. He is not a stepfather. Foster means to care for, promote, encourage, and raise. And so that's what he did with Mary and Jesus. And perhaps most importantly, Joseph fostered their safety. There's no step business about it. That's the way you talk in the kingdom of God. You foster somebody. You help them, no matter what your relations. And a second thing I'd like to talk to you about with today's feast of St. Joseph is, how did he do it? Well, I think he did this by doing what God wanted him to do, and that's just called common sense in the kingdom of God. Throughout his whole life, Joseph does nothing else but what God wants him to do. How much more common sense could it be? Mary is pregnant before marriage. Joseph sees a disaster, stoning adulterers, but God sees salvation. The angel's dream says, marry her. It's part of salvation. Even though Joseph didn't understand why, it was what God wanted him to do. And in the end, common sense says a new baby and wife is better than stoning and the loss of two lives. Another example is Joseph knew this was the Savior born of the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary at Bethlehem. The angel, though, says to him in a dream, flee to Egypt. He knew the authorities wouldn't understand what happened in Bethlehem, and they wouldn't understand Jesus. The dream then becomes common sense. Get out of town. Avoid the chaos. Go to a place where you are not known. Joseph never says a word in the gospel, you know. How could he be shouting joyously, as our quote says? Well, remember the old phrase, actions speak louder than words. Here again, that's just common sense, isn't it? Just because we don't shout does not mean we are not joyfully praising the Lord. Pray to Saint Joseph, the patron saint of common sense, and of course that's just between us. Ask him to show you what God wants. Ask him to dream of fostering, promoting, and caring for Mary and Jesus. And when Mary and Jesus are your only focus, like Saint Joseph, you too will be shouting praise to God, but of course silently. And that's common sense.
And as his children, we turn and pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. God of love, inflame my heart with the virtue of zeal, as you did your Son Jesus. I know that you are the source of all that is good and graced in my life. Help me to move from the life of sin to which I so often cling into the new life of grace you offer me. Bless me with those gifts. We ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Is your toothbrush in your pocket? Something, anything to remind yourself this week to catch fire and pray that beautiful prayer, ignite in me my faith, O God. Let's spread that flame today, friends, and may God's blessing go with you as you do, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go with God. Thanks for praying with us today, and we'll see you tomorrow.